Hello and welcome, Vashon and Maury Islands and all the ships at sea. This is History Worth Hearing, a presentation of the Vashon Heritage Museum, and I am your host, Chris Austin.
The museum has a wonderful event coming up, and I've got two great people coming on the show today that will discuss it with me.
But before we get to that, I'd like to discuss what's at the museum right now. We have another bird exhibit, which has been popular in the past. This one is Vashon Birds Throughout the Year. In this exhibit, visitors will see photographs and hear songs of Vashon birds, both resident birds and those that come and go with the seasons. This has been very popular in the past, and I hope you'll take time to see it. The other exhibit I hope you will make time to see is Natural Wonder. This exhibit explores how all life is intricately connected and shaped by its relationship with the water that surrounds us. Outside of the museum is the geologic presentation of the exhibit. It's open all year round. It's got a wealth of information.
And that was curated by Dr. Steve Bergman, who was also the first lecturer in the Vashon 101 series.
And after our interview today, I will list all of the talks in Vashon 101, which has become a very popular series.
Okay, listeners, as promised, I have two guests for you today on the show. Who will be speaking are Cameron Cooper, who is the operations manager of the Vashon Heritage Museum, as well as Tom Langland, and he is the co-chair of this event and also a board member. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Chris.
Glad to be here. Thanks for inviting us.
It's a pretty exclusive invite list, so you're both very welcome. Anyway, right. So what I'd like to talk about, we have this fundraising event coming up, which is called, and I have it written down here, Celebrate Our Heritage Fundraising Gala. That sounds wonderful. And Cameron, we'll be celebrating what? It's 100 years ago or something, right?
That's right. We're celebrating the 1920s on Vashon. And we'll have a historical mini exhibit with, we pulled out of our archives some of the best photos of places that you'll recognize and people of the island of the 20s. And we will have memorabilia. And the most exciting part is a reenactment of a 1920s radio show called It's Vashon Isle by the one and only Jeff Hoyt. We'll have live music, Charleston lessons, delicious food. It's going to be a night to remember.
Oh, wait a minute now. Wasn't that like a 1920s movie of the Titanic, A Night to Remember? Hold on. Tom, now this is a fundraising event. How are people going to do that?
Well, we decided as a group some time ago, after some experimentation, that perhaps we would be best not to shoot for another auction. A traditional auction on the island. There's some very good ones that have been run for many years by some of our most notable nonprofits. And so we kind of got down and just decided, let's do something different. And rather than a marketplace, let's just focus on some fun, some lighthearted Vashon memories. This radio, live radio show that Cameron mentioned, in case you're confused by that, think Prairie Home Companion, something like that, but all about Vashon and pretty much pointed to the 20s. And if you don't think there were some humorous things that happened in the 1920s on Vashon, you will find out differently if you come that evening. So the fundraising part of it, and it is a fundraiser, it must be. Our museum is really nicely supported by our community, something we appreciate every day. But we do need one annual big earning fundraiser, and it'll be a brief moment of time during the evening where there's an opportunity to raise a paddle, to pledge support if you are motivated to do so. And some NC will be running that. Be a much shorter segment than, say, a traditional live or silent auction, but it'll be an important element. most of the time will be spent around roundtables of your friends and fellow islanders, sharing stories, hearing stories. There will be a speakeasy bar there, which I can flesh out a little more if anyone has interest. But anyway, there's a lot going on, like Cameron said.
Cameron, where is this being held?
This will be at O Space, one of our partners for the night. And one thing I need to mention is we have secured Seattle's famous Dusty 45s. The lead singer of Dusty 45s is Billy Joe Huell, who some of your listeners may know as the lead in the VCA's production of Buddy Holly.
That's right.
So he has strong connections to the island with lots of family and friends here, and we're excited to have him part of the night.
Oh, that just sounds wonderful. And before we get too far along, when is this?
Oh, thank you. Very important detail. All right, mark your calendars right now. Get it out of a pencil. And it is April 22nd. Doors open at 5:30. Maybe there will be a secret knock. I don't know about that detail. But get there early because you want to be part of all of the excitement. Dress in the era, should you wish.
Wow.
And if you want to watch people dance, you can. But if you want to participate, we're going to have some Charleston lessons. So there's something for everyone. We'll have some 1920 cars. Who knows where this alcohol is coming from? Maybe it'll be moonshine. Yes. I'm not sure yet.
Well, it was the Roaring Twenties, right? That was the era in the United States back then. So this is unbridled, you know, World War I's over. Everybody's, you know, having fun. And this was a great time to be alive in the United States.
Yeah, I think I think it's not should not be missed the irony that the joyous time after World War I, we might be experiencing a little bit more joy coming on now that the worst of the pandemic is over. It's not over, but certainly it seems like it's better and we're a little more able to celebrate in person. One thing we should mention and want to mention and are so grateful is for the sponsorship we have for this event already lined up, and more are likely to be coming in. But our overall event presenting sponsor is Thriftway. Clay, Vicky, Cheryl, and their team up at Thriftway continue to do what they do on Vashon, which is to prop up so many organizations and nonprofits, and they have agreed to be our presenting sponsor. The next level of sponsorship are still being filled, but thus far, correct me if I'm wrong, Cameron, but we have Cyrus and Liz Anderson. They are dedicated museum advocates, Cyrus being on the board. Then we have Vashon Pharmacy. Tyler and Amy Young up at the pharmacy are supporting sponsors. And then we have what are the other sponsors called that are helping us that evening?
Supporting sponsors. You could also call them partnering sponsors.
Partnering sponsors.
Of O-Space and Bandstand Music. We're just so grateful that the community came together to prop up this event.
Do you want to talk about the food, Cameron, at all? Or is that to be a surprise? It's pretty spectacular, I think. It might be worthy of whetting people's appetite.
So, Cameron, what kind of food can we expect at this event?
Oh, my. So, please come hungry. We have secured a spot on Chantel's calendar, Time Well Spent. She is the head chef at Camp South and has a spectacular variety of foods to offer us, many inspired by 1920s right here on Vashon. So just to give you a couple of things to get your taste buds moving, we'll have beautiful salads that are of the era, including roasted corn and bacon and ham with buttermilk ranch. We'll have in every salad, entree, or dessert. We have gluten-free and vegan options. And then the entrees. Oh, my gosh. Pardon me?
Free and vegetarian doesn't sound very 20s to me, but
oh, it's it's true. So I guess we are remembering our past and not forgetting about our current people's tummies. So
that makes perfect sense. And it's a wonderful option to have, but
yes, I doubt they did have vegan options on Vacheron in the 20s, but we do. So she'll be serving brie stuffed chicken with spiced fig and green beans, garlic whipped potatoes, and some of the desserts just look amazing. We'll have dessert trays, and all of our food will be family style at our round tables. And one of my favorite creativity points of creativeness that she offered us was the Baby Ruth cheesecake.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
To go, doesn't it? And Baby Ruth was the best-selling candy of the 20s. And we'll have some trivia around these type of things to keep your brains moving and teach you more about the 20s.
Well, you know what's named after the Ruth, where it gets the Ruth. It's
pardon?
You know where the Ruth of Baby Ruth comes from?
Tell me.
It's not Babe Ruth. It was the daughter of the president. They had a newborn daughter, I think.
Oh.
And the reason they did it, because they couldn't get Babe Ruth. And so they just said, well, it's not Babe Ruth. It's another Ruth. And that's how they got around it.
Clever. Saves royalties, too.
Yeah. And they went to court over it. Like, there were court cases that weren't settled for years. I read a little bit about history.com. It was fascinating.
Interesting. Well, Tom, we know about the food. What about the drink?
Well, the drinks, we are attempting to honor the theme. And along those lines, the bar area will have a number of decorations, including a model of what we know could be an authentic bootleg Vacheron Forest distillery of the 20s. And I have some unnamed Vacheron friends who are helping me put it together the way they remember. and so just for looks. And in terms of the offerings, of course, we'll have the usual selections that you're used to of beers, wines, and soft drinks. But we're also offering vintage authentic cocktails from our speakeasy bar. Two of them that were developed in the 20s. One is called a Gin Ricky, made of gin and lime juice and a few other elements, and that was very popular in the 20s. And then an Old Fashioned, which is a drink many people that consume cocktails are familiar with, a drink developed in the 20s at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel Bar in New York. And so we're trying to be faithful to the air, and those will be offered. You'll be able to buy extra wine either by the glass or by the bottle. And there'll be a bunch of fun ways that we do that, but I won't go into them now. Just suffice to say, you don't have to be thirsty if you don't want to be that night.
Well, you know, I went on during the pandemic, I went on a Mad Men binge, just watched it end to end. And I wrote down all of the cocktails that they had. And then I tried to have them on the island. And so many of them were from that era, you know, originally.
That's
like the Old Fashioned or the Manhattan. And I just found that so interesting. It's funny. I couldn't, the one that I couldn't get anywhere, well, I think it was the Stinger. And the only place I could find it was at Sporty's, of all places.
Well.
Then I finished.
God bless them.
They hadn't made it there too many times, but they had it. So, Cameron, can you tell us something about the physical layout or how are people going to be arranged at this event?
Well, we'll have the radio show, the museum program, and the band all in O Spaces area. And while entertained, you can invite some of your guests to join you at a table. There's a spot on the reservation sheet where you can assign a table host name, make sure that you're seated with your friends, and the cost per ticket is $100. We're trying to encourage people to get these seats early, and we are asking for everyone to please reserve their seat by April 1st because tickets will go up in price to $125.
Oh, that's
smart. And so there's an incentive to get in there and get your tickets and perhaps invite some friends. You can host your friends, or they can also buy their seats separately, but you can request to sit together. We're super excited to make sure everyone's having fun, and we'll do everything we can to make sure you're going to be together with your buddies.
So
yeah, I'm sorry. Let me add on to that, Chris. And if you're not interested or able to put together a group for six, realize that there'll be plenty of single and two spot areas where you can be seated, and you'll get to meet more of your neighbors in a very fun and enlightening environment. So if you don't have a table complete on your own, don't let that stop you from joining us that night.
And that was my question. Like the tables are six. Did I hear that correctly? Six at the most?
Six to eight person tables. And we will make a table any size you want. You name it. We are here to make our guests happy.
Okay.
So let me just say, a committee of about six people, some very gifted decorating people, people that organize like Cameron, and we're also co-chaired by board member Sharon Briskman, who really knows how to run a railroad and keep things moving along. But a lot of creativity and energy, and I think the results of that will be very evident on the night of April 22nd. What time does it the seating open, Cameron? I don't think I heard that.
The doors open at 5:30, and the program begins at 6:30.
Okay.
So people
April 22nd.
So people can have some moonshine and talk to their friends for an hour. Okay. That sounds good. All right. Well, I'm excited about this. I hope the word gets out, and this is going to be a smashing success. I appreciate both of your work on this. I know this is juggling a lot of balls in the air. So,
well, it's been an enjoyable process. And before you show us the door here, Chris, I just wanted to thank you, and especially Voice of Vashon, not just for this opportunity to share our vision, but for the glue that your organization more or less provides to this community to keep us interconnected. And also to you, Chris, for your participation on the museum board. There's a lot of people involved in this organization, and it's very apparent. So thanks to you guys as well.
Well, if it's a smashing success, I want my name known. If it doesn't, then
we'll all be heading for the ferry if it flops, Chris. Right. But it won't.
Well, thank you both for coming on the show. I appreciate your help and your information, and it's going to be great. So let's do it.
Let's see you all there.
I look forward to seeing you all there. Thanks, Chris. Yep. Thank you, Tom.
Yep. Thank you, Cameron and Chris.
Before we go, I'd like to list our Vashon 101 talks. The very first one was by Steve Bergman, and that was on the geology of the island. And that is available to view on the website, VashonHeritageMuseum.org. And the second one is Tom DeFries, and it's the ecology, the past ecology of the island, which is another fascinating topic. And going forward, talk number three is Fishing War Survivor with Bina McLeod. She is the Director of Student Success and Culture at Chief Lecce Schools. She will host this talk on Zoom about the 1970s fish wars, a struggle for tribal fishing and environmental stewardship rights in the Salish Sea. Talk number four is Contemporary Vashon Ecology. That's with Dr. Bianca Perla. Modern ecology examines what we know and don't know about the current wildlife, plants, and ecosystem trends on Vashon Island. She'll address questions like, why are madrone forests common on Maury and not on the North End? How are salmon populations faring? And many other questions. Vashon 101 Talk Number 5 explores the Shwabops, or Swiftwater people of Vashon. The speaker is Brandon Rainin. Brandon is the Director of Tribal Historic Preservation Office and Historic Preservation Department. Talk number six is from none other than Vashon Heritage Museum President, Dr. Bruce Hallman. Bruce will examine the major turning points that have shaped human history on the island in an effort to understand how and why Vashon Mori Island has become the social, political, and economic place it is today. And talk number 7, Vashon Demography, A Picture of Us, is presented by Dr. Alice Larson. Vashon Demographics will present a picture of who lives on the island today. This will come from available information that will explore population numbers, ages, race, ethnicity, family characteristics, economics, living situations, employment, and so forth. And the last lecture, talk number 8, Improving Vashon Through Exploring Connection. And this is presented by Dr. Patrick Christie. Patrick will act as a respondent for each talk and will work with Vashon 101 participants to identify themes and cross currents that link the various topics and presentations in the 7th and final session. So there you have it, a very exciting series of lectures and one that a lot of people have put a lot of work into. So I hope you'll take time to enjoy it. And I hope you've enjoyed this presentation of History Worth Hearing. And until next time, take care.